Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? I shout for joy that all my sins are forgiven. All your sins are forgiven. There is no more sin. We shall shout for joy. We are free from sin and we are carefree. Truly, a man can live joyfully when he is free from sin. I have to give thanks to the Lord. We're no longer the slaves of sin. We are not bound by sin. We can live a valuable, full of love and an abundant life by the Lord. And the most precious is that we can draw near to Him. There is no more separation. We're joined with Him instead. We have united with Him as one. I can never forget it is the Lord who died on the cross for our sins. Shall we sing a song to worship the Lord? As in Hymn 2, Song 28. It's you who have loved me, my Lord. For the great salvation, you gave your all, and for comforting man, humble you were, for preaching the good news, on earth you trod. It's you who have loved me, my Lord. It's you who have loved me, my Lord. Wipe my sorrow, sadness off. Mourning to dancing, despair to great hope. Is you who have loved me, my Lord. For my heart to get healed, stripes cause you pain, and forgiving me peace, you were chastened. For ransoming my soul, died on the cross. It's you who have loved me, my Lord. It's you who have loved me, my Lord. Wipe my sorrow, sadness off. Mourning to dancing, despair to great hope. It's you who have loved me, my Lord. I hope you have time to quiet yourself and respond to Him. Or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to be with Him face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in the Gospel according to John, chapter 18, verse 28 to 40. Then they led Jesus from the house of Caiaphas to the governor's headquarters. It was early morning. They themselves did not enter the governor's headquarters so that they would not be defiled, but could eat the Passover. So Pilate went outside to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered him, "If this man were not doing evil, we would not have delivered him over to you." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." The Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death." This was to fulfill the word that Jesus had spoken to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you over to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting, that I may not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world. Then Pilate said to him, So you are king? Jesus answered, You said that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. Pilate said to him, What is truth? After he had said this, he went back outside to the Jews and told them, I find no guilt in him. But you have a custom that I should release one man for you at the Passover. So do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews? They cry out again, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. We can see that the Lord Jesus was ready to be crucified after entering Jerusalem and the Last Supper of the Passover, and it was his glory to be suffered on a cross. John revealed Jesus was the Passover Lamb, the Christ and the Son of God over and over again. We have read from chapter 13 to chapter 17, which recorded the last night of the Lord Jesus on earth. Chapter 18 and chapter 19 were about the suffering of the Lord Jesus for us and embarking on his path to glory. Chapter 18 was about the arrest and the trials of Jesus. And chapter 19 mentioned the suffering and the punishment of the Lord Jesus for us, the journey of the cross, the crucifixion and burial of Jesus. The arrest of the Lord Jesus was written from verse 1 to verse 12 of this chapter. I deeply felt the Lord Jesus was willing to be arrested and be crucified for us. As you can see, the band of soldiers went to arrest Jesus. When Jesus said, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground. Thus, if he didn't want to be caught, who can catch him? The Lord Jesus didn't have any physical response to his hands or feet. He said a word and they fell down. And verse 12 mentioned, So the band of soldiers and their captain and the officers of the Jews arrest Jesus and bound him. No wonder they were worried that they may not be able to catch him. A group of people went and arrest Jesus and bound him immediately. I wonder if they were aware the use of binding his hands and feet, as the Lord Jesus just spoke a word and they all fell. I don't know if they put their hands over the mouth of the Lord Jesus as well. Thus, I treasure the Lord was so willing to be caught for us through these verses. The second part is from verse 13 to verse 27. This passage mentioned the Lord Jesus was on trial before the high priest. Peter denied the Lord three times were also included. This part was the final process of the trial of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus was led to Annas, the high priest, who had retired, yet he had a high status. Thus the Jews led him to Annas for interrogation. And Peter denied the Lord for the first time in Annas' place, which was written in the Gospel according to John, chapter 18, verse 15. Then Jesus was brought to the high priest, Caiaphas, who was the current high priest. And the high priest, Annas, I just mentioned, was the father-in-law of Caiaphas. My feelings are that, well, it sounds a bit harsh. They were like birds of a feather flocked together. In fact, the Lord Jesus didn't have a fair trial at all. Let us meditate on it. Do you think the trial of the Lord Jesus fair or not? Was there any unfair matter? You can send to me your meditations and share with us. Caiaphas, this high priest, was very powerful, though the Jewish was ruled by Rome. The Jewish high priest was a religious leader and was in the Jewish Union. The Jewish Union was like our highest court. The high priest was the host of the Jewish Union. Thus, He was really powerful. In addition, in terms of politics, the Jewish high priest was the one who negotiated with the Roman government. Hence, the high priest, Caiaphas, played the most critical role in religious, politics, and even the courts, all in one. Thus, some people think that Caiaphas was the mastermind who incited the Jews in forcing the Roman governor, Pilate, to order the execution. The Bible verses we read today are from verse 28 to verse 40, which is the third part of the Gospel according to John, chapter 18. It was about the trial of the Lord Jesus in front of Pilate. It was mainly written about Pilate. He asked Jesus twice if he was a king. Truly, the reply of Jesus was amazing. My kingdom is not of this world. The original meaning is from. The Lord Jesus said he did not come from this world. Then where did the Lord Jesus come from? The Lord Jesus came from above. He is from heaven. Next, in verse 37, Pilate said to Jesus again, "So you are king?" The answer of the Lord Jesus was also very interesting. It can be expressed as, "You say that I'm a king? I'm not going to be a king. I come to bear witness to the truth, to bear witness to Abba, to God." And Pilate asked again, "What is truth?" You should not think that Pilate had a pursuing heart. Nope. Pilate asked the Lord whether he was a king. Would Pilate respect the Lord Jesus if he answered yes? No. Instead, it became right and proper to bring an accusation against Jesus. Pilate asked, "What is truth?" Would Pilate believe in the Lord Jesus and accept him if the Lord Jesus said he is the truth? Nope. If you look at what he did, then you know that he violates the truth and did not follow the truth. Pilate couldn't find any wrongdoing of the Lord. In fact, Pilate could have fled Jesus if he had followed the truth. Yet he didn't. In order to please the Jews, he didn't release Jesus, but brought Jesus to the Jews. And he asked the Jews must choose Jesus or Barabbas, the robber, but they could release either one of them. Some people think that Pilate might have conscience in doing this, for he did not want to kill an insolent man. Hence, he brought out a robber. According to the Jewish rule, they could release one. Pilate expected the Jews would not pick the robber. Nevertheless, his estimation was wrong. The Jews forsook Jesus and preferred a prisoner who was a murderer and was very evil to be released. In my opinion, Pilate didn't have conscience. In fact, his decision is to protect himself and be selfish. He aimed at not offending the Jews nor the Roman government, as what he did was according to Jewish rules. That meant the responsibility was shifted to the Jews. Hence, it was none of his business whoever the Jews choose. As the matter of fact, the crucifixion of Jesus had nothing to do with him. He could defend himself and said, "I tried, but I couldn't find Jesus guilty." And according to the law of Roman, he could be released. This was why I let them to choose, as I respect the Jewish rules. Yet they didn't choose Jesus, but chose Barabbas. However, in chapter 19, after Pilate flogged Jesus, he was shocked by how Jesus behaved. He heard the reply of the Jews was so oppressive. In chapter 19, verse 8 mentioned, when Pilate heard this statement, he was even more afraid. Yet you shall notice that he was afraid not because he was moved by conscience. He wanted to release Jesus, but he was afraid to be accused of betraying Caesar. The reproach on his conscience was not because he was touched. This is just my personal opinion. It doesn't matter if you don't agree with me. You can have your own opinion. But I was deeply attracted by this passage as Barabbas, the prisoner whom the Jews freed but abandoned Jesus. It was written in all four books of Gospels. They are in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 27, in the Gospel of Mark chapter 15, in the Gospel of Luke chapter 23, and in the Gospel of John chapter 18, verse 39 to verse 40. Even the Apostle Peter mentioned Barabbas when he was preaching in the temple. You can refer to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verse 14. In fact, the incident has proved that Pilate did not find Jesus guilty. Thus, he came up with an alternative. If Pilate found the Lord Jesus guilty, the Lord Jesus would die, and there was no need to do more than is required. In fact, the occurrence of this incident also illustrates the meaning of the gospel that God wants the Lord Jesus to take our place and suffer the punishment of our sins. Barabbas was the one who deserved to die. In the Gospel of Matthew, told us that he was a notorious prisoner. In the Gospel of Mark, told us he was in prison for committing murder in the insurrection. And in the Gospel of Luke also tell us he was imprisoned for an insurrection and murdered in the city. He was described as a robber in the Gospel according to John. Barabbas was very evil and heinous. Certainly, he was guilty who deserved to be punished. Because of the appearance of Jesus, and the Jews abandoned Jesus. Thus, Jesus took the death penalty for Barabbas. This is the nice meaning of gospel. The Lord became a man and bore our sins. He stood in our position as sinners and was struck and punished by God. The Lord Jesus took our place. He suffered and died for us. Let us meditate. If you and I were Barabbas, how would you feel? As a prisoner to be executed, you had to face a very cruel punishment from the Romans, which was crucifixion. I believe it must be very scary, desperate, and sorrowful. But if you're released and acquit one day, if I was Barabbas, I couldn't believe it. I would be so shocked when I heard the news. I would suspect that I was dreaming, but it was true. It was a fact. If I was Barabbas, I would be so happy that I would jump up and down and shout for joy, and I would think that I should have a fresh start. There was such an opportunity for me to start over. Brothers and sisters, have you ever thought about what a wonderful thing that the Lord Jesus has done upon us? He set us free from sin, and we're free. We were all sinners and would go to hell and bear the consequences of our sins. Yet it was the Lord Jesus who suffered the punishment of sin on our behalf. He washed away all the sins in our lives. It's so glorious and precious. Brothers and sisters, what a great salvation we have received. Should we respond to the Lord? The Lord Jesus loves us so much. The grace we have received is great. Should we love the Lord in return? We shouldn't be so cruel and unscrupulous like the Jews who wanted a robber committing sins and abandoned the Savior who loved them. Brothers and sisters, how do you choose your life? We will encounter trials and tribulations over and over again. I hope we will choose Jesus. We want Jesus and love him and follow him to the end. In fact, Barabbas is quite interesting. As the name Barabbas means the son of father, that's the son of Abba. It has the same meaning as my English name. Thus, I was deeply impressed after my conversion. I have an English name, which is son of the father, the dear child of Abba. I feel so happy become a child of Heavenly Father after my conversion. Don't get me wrong that my English name is Barabbas. I didn't know the meaning of Barabbas is son of the Father at that time. Let's think about it. Barabbas means son of the Father, and Jesus is the only begotten son of Father. It is interesting, isn't it? It is the Lord Jesus, the beloved Son in the bosom of the Father, who brings us to our Abba. Hence, we are the heirs with the Lord. We are the dear child of Abba with the Lord and enjoying the same fatherly love. We call God Abba like the Lord. I don't know if I'm overthinking, for what I tell you the truth is that we believe in the Son of God, and you and I have eternal life. We all have the rights to be the children of God, and we're the sons of Abba. Have you ever thought about where did Barabbas go after he had set free? I'm really curious about the answer. It is said that after Barabbas was released, he went to the place where the Lord was crucified, for he wanted to see Jesus, who took his place, and he saw Jesus crucified for him. There's a legend from the early church that Barabbas knew that Jesus died for him. He was so grateful that he once knelt under the cross of the Lord. He repented and confessed, and he dedicated to preach the cross throughout his life. A common saying goes, "He died for me and I live for him." He preached the gospel throughout Little Asia and bore a wonderful testimony for the Lord. If this legend was true, I find it was a good ending. Brothers and sisters, if you and I dedicate our lives to the Lord, it will be the best ending. That's all for my sharing. I hope you have time to continue to draw close to the Lord and give thanks for Him who loved you and died for you. I hope you're willing to live for Him and commit your life to the Lord. You can pour out your heart to the Lord during your personal time with Him. You can talk to the Lord, "Lord, I love you." The Lord reveals His love to you day by day. There is a lot of evidence of love. Let's love Him in return. May the Lord bless you.